Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Yeah, Dennis, I got a reservation code here, and I was going to check on a couple of things.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. I'll look right into that for you.
Want that reservation code?
Yeah, yes, that'll work. That'll let me look you up in our system here.
Okay, 2311-3501-0049-3658.
3658, all righty. And that's for Glenn Harrison?
Yes, sir.
You guys are out there in Sparks, Oklahoma?
That's it.
It's probably getting pretty warm out there. It is warm at this point.
Oh, ain't too bad. Today it ain't got over 100 yet. As long as it don't get there, it ain't too bad.
Yeah, I guess you guys get used to it. I grew up in Central Texas, and I remember it was hot.
Oh, yeah, it can be hot there, too. Be hot here, too, at times. Actually, it hasn't been too bad. We've been getting quite a bit of rain.
Oh, that helps. It's been a kind of a weird summer for everyone, I think. Rain's good, though.
Kind of turns off warm, then the rain sets in. So, but we'll take the rain this time of year, though, as long as they're giving it to us.
Yeah, exactly. I would, too. All righty. And, Glenn, they didn't have a name for your business. So what was the name of your company?
Just Glenn Harrison. Dozer.
Glenn Harrison Dozer. All righty. So I imagine you're a dozer operator, if I was a betting man.
Yeah. Cat skinner, huh?
There you go. I used to be an electrician, a commercial electrician, so I've been behind doing a lot of underground, you know, and having dozers in front of me digging the trench for us.
You was the Sparky, was you?
Yes, it was. Yeah, when I was an apprentice, I got on a job. It was easiest thing I ever did in my life. They put me up with one of those radar things that spins around to keep the elevation. So all I had to do was go around and check the elevation of all the trenches we were digging for a substation. And
You had it pretty easy then.
Yeah, I liked that job. Got a lot of overtime and didn't have to do a whole lot of it. Carry a stick around. But
he's an electrician. I just got all a question or two, but might say with a lot of time. You might not even want to tell me up front. What's the interest rate y'all charge?
Well, I thought you might be asking that. That's always a good question. If we had a specific one, that'd be an easy answer. But to give you an idea, I mean, I had a company qualify for a 3.7 rate the other day. That's the lowest I've seen in a while, actually. But they usually start out at around 5%. They just look at risk factors. They're going to look at your time in business. They're going to look at your industry type and how it's paid us back in the past. We like working with your industry, but dozer companies are, and construction in general is one of our primary fields that we actually lend to. So that's something I can tell you right now. It's a major benefit. What kind of rates are you qualifying for on other items that you might have purchased recently, like a truck or a car, house or something like that?
Well, I haven't purchased anything in a while.
In a while, yeah.
But it's... Oh, it depends on, I ain't touching no vehicles in a while. They're down, I'm getting vehicles up for 1.99.
Yeah, I mean, rates are at an all-time low right now, so you can, for a car, real estate, you can just about get it for free. I mean, 1.9's...
If you want to, that was on a car loan, an older one I had used to have, but, if you, right now, car loans, they're, 0% interest.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got the credit, then, you can get no interest for 5 years, 3 years, something like that. Pay it off early and save yourself a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them even 72, but, if you, pay them off early, you save a lot of money.
Exactly.
But I mean, a lot of them ain't even got 0% interest, so, just, don't worry about paying them off early. I don't like loans, so I always like paying the darn things off pretty quick, quick as I can usually, but you know how things go. So anyhow, that's why I hadn't got mine. I just got one loan right now, though. So.
Hindsight 2020, we'd all like to pay them off early.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, it is.
If they're starting around 5% or so, I can get that all day long around here. Any kind of terms I want or anything.
Were you using it for the purchase of a new dozer? Or?
Oh, I ain't going to buy a new one. I might buy a used one.
Well, I guess that's what I meant.
Well,
yeah.
New to me.
Yeah, you don't want to buy them new unless you're, falling with a ton of land or something that you can write that off somehow. But, you never want to buy those bad boys new, that's for sure. They're expensive.
Yeah, a lot of guys. But well, you know, these guys all runs heavy. But, you know, a lot of construction.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense in some cases.
Pay for the self.
Right. But I mean, I'd like to say we're competitive with just about anyone out there. If you have something you want to show me now, I can take it to my underwriter as a tool and say, look, this gentleman's qualified for this rate. Let's match it or beat it. And I've done that quite a few times. But
I mean, I got good credit and everything. I can get about what I want. I'm just kind of curious where your interest rate was running.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, guy the other day qualified for a 3.7. I think that's pretty good for a business loan. Typically business loans are going to be a little bit higher than, you know, a car loan or a house loan or something like that. It's just a rule of thumb.
Right.
You know, first thing to go for a business owner is usually some assets for his business before his houses and personal stuff goes. So that's kind of, I guess that's the nature of the beast, but not that would happen in your case. In most people's cases, but that's underwriters. That's just how they look at it. They look at the scary stuff. We look at the good stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, I understand that, you know, so, but anyhow, so I just kind of sitting here if it can go actually, but talk to you know, here a little bit, not on money or nothing, but I gave you a call while I had a minute or two.
Sounds good. Well, I'll tell you what, take down my number, my information. If you do have an approval, you want me to go up to bat for you and see if I can do better, I'd be more than happy to.
Okay.
Glenn, my name's Dennis.
Right.
My last name's Sanders.
Sanders?
Sanders, you got it.
You got to be kin to Colonel Sanders. You don't need to be working.
No, it's funny. I just had that conversation with my son yesterday. He goes, are we related to Colonel Sanders? He said he's only 10. He said he saw him yesterday, so I don't know. He's in a summer camp right now, and I guess someone came in that may have done a magic show or something. Looked like him, but it was pretty funny. But my son said the same thing. He's like, so does that mean that we can take over his business when he dies? I wish.
Oh, you know, everybody's always worrying about the nickel, you know, tell you the truth. And, you know, I don't worry about, you know, everybody talks about money. I work on like, man, you know, and any more talk about no more. Just if you take care of what little bit you got, you can survive.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about being happy, if you ask me.
You know, as long as I guess you're content or happy. So, anyhow, okay, what's your number there, Dennis?
Sure, it's area code 858-519-5315.
5315. All righty, well, I got your number here, and, you know, I've been kind of looking around at a used dozer, so I don't know if I can come up with something. I give you a call maybe before I do anything and see if you can beat it or whatever.
Yeah, let me take a whack at it, and we can do used equipment. It can be a private party as well, so we can get it to you somehow.
All righty. I need to know the day, so you have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Take care. Stay cool.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.